Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Coming up at 10:05, voice of the Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham. Of course, also the voice of ACC football, basketball, works for the ACC Network, and obviously against the backdrop of everything that's happened. Brad Powers with us, Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, bradpowersports.com, the Bill King link at the top right of the page on that website. Of course, he's on with Bill every Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. Good morning, Brad. What's up, man?
What up, Brad?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. How was your fourth, man?
I was all right. Can't complain. I work, so.
The grind never stops, not even on the 4th of July, right? We feel you.
Yeah. I'm not a big firework guy, so I just decided to work.
There you go.
Well, your thoughts, Southern Cal, UCLA, when you heard that news last Thursday?
You know, believe it or not, I wasn't that surprised. I just thought everything was on it. After Oklahoma and Texas left for the SEC last year, I thought pretty much everything was on the table. I mean, it basically comes down to dollars and cents. And if you're looking at that from a USC-UCLA perspective, it makes a lot of sense, figuratively speaking. Because, if you're looking at the Pac-12 TV payouts compared to what the Big Ten potentially is going to make on a team-by-team basis, if USC really wants to compete at the top level of college football, you can't run at a $50 million a year type of deficit as far as operating budget. So it makes sense. I mean, Big Ten, I know geographically speaking, it makes no sense, but travel's so much easier than what it was, throughout history. And I just, geographically speaking, those borders have come down in college football. I mean, just even in some of the smaller conferences over the years. So, again, I was at lunch with a buddy a week prior to the announcement, and I told him, I flat out told him, I was like, my expectation is I think USC will join the Big Ten.
Wow.
Look at you. You know, you're talking about conference alignments. I was executive sports editor in Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. They had conference games, and I went on the road in a two-year period.
Yeah.
New Mexico State, Idaho, and Utah State. Those were conference games.
No, but Brad's right. I mean, travel has been a lot easier these days now, and, that's not a barrier. What do you think it went wrong for the Pac-12, Brad? I mean, I think they've only had one team make the college football playoff since that started, and it just, it used to be you got some quality football and basketball out of that league, and just, nobody talks about it anymore. I mean, like you said, you kind of saw this coming. Where do you think it went wrong for that conference?
I think it's three things. Number one, it's poor leadership at the top. I mean, Larry Scott wasn't, in my opinion, a very good, commissioner for the conference for several years there, a decade plus. Just, wasn't an alpha dog when it came to, being at the table there with all the other conference commissioners. So that hurt him. Another thing I heard them, their flagship program, USC football. I mean, after Pete Carroll, it just, fluttered and, went through a ton of coaching changes and were never what they were, there in the mid-2000s when they were winning a couple national championships and competing for Rose Bowls every year. So that hurt. And then finally, living out here, I just don't care. I mean, seriously. I mean, and people will roll their eyes at that, but it's true. I mean, coming from, growing up in the state of Ohio, football meant something. I mean, I could talk to the cashier at the local grocery store, and I mean, she's going to break down the upcoming game for me. You don't get that out here. I mean, they're just, they say football is important, but it's nowhere near important on a per person level like it is in the state of Ohio or the SEC.
Yeah, it just means more. Right. Brad Powers with us, Brad Powers 7 on Twitter as well. Don't you get the feeling, we was talking about this a few moments ago, Brad, before you joined us, that, okay, where's the next shoe? There's more shoes to drop, right? SEC, Big Ten, where do they go next? Doesn't that have that feel?
Absolutely. We're certainly heading towards two super conferences now at this point. I mean, as far as power brokers now, I mean, there might be some consolidation between the Big 12 and Pac-12 and whatnot, but as far as true players in the industry, SEC, Big Ten, as far as, payouts approaching, $100 million per team per year. I mean, one of the biggest shoes left, I mean, obviously is Notre Dame. I mean, where do they go? Do they give up their independence for the first time in their storied history? Do they, go to the ACC full-time? I think that'd be a mistake. If I'm Notre Dame, I'd probably join the Big Ten SEC? Do they poach a couple of ACC schools? Do they go after Clemson, a Florida State, a Miami, or whatnot? I mean, does the Big Ten go after a team like Miami? If you've been following the Big Ten, they've been going for TV markets, starting with, Rutgers and Maryland, several years ago. So it'll be interesting, but I certainly think the SEC and Big Ten aren't done yet. My expectation is, both teams, when it's all said and done, will probably be in the 20-team range per conference.
Do they play for their own national championship then?
I could see the winner of that, the Big Ten plays the winner of the SEC. I mean, something like that, maybe. Maybe expanded playoffs where, four teams in each conference make an expanded playoffs. And we're certainly heading towards a breakaway from the NCAA, at least from those two conferences.
Brad, this all kind of started, right? What was it, last year or 2 years ago when the NCAA got dunked on in federal court and it started the whole NIL thing? I mean, it's like the Wild Wild West now.
I think it started in 1984 when they got dunked on in the Supreme Court when, what was it, Oklahoma and Georgia beat them in a TV rights case.
I mean, yeah.
That honestly started it. That started the money in college football. So I know everyone's been saying, you can pay the players and whatnot, and I know they've been getting $100 handshakes and maybe some cars and stuff, but really that's where the money started, was that case getting overturned and a bunch of games getting broadcast on TV, and now more than ever. So you could trace it back to then. Sure. I mean, but they should have known that was coming. I mean, I don't know how they act. The gall of them to act surprised that they lost that O'Bannon case is ridiculous. I mean, again, I said this, college football really reflects this country more than any other sport. And, the biggest problem, and I promise you, this isn't political. I don't like either party, to be perfectly frank. Just avoid the leadership. I mean, whether it's at the local, federal, national, state level. I mean, college football, no different. Lack of leadership at the top, starting in the NCAA and Mark Emmert.
Brad Powers is our guest at BradPowers7 on Twitter. You go to BradPowersSports.com. Click the Bill King tab at the top of the page. Brad, obviously you have your initial college football thoughts about certain teams, once the season ends and you get ready for the offseason. Now that you've had a chance to, look at some rosters, look at some movement, watch some spring games, have you changed your mind either way on a few teams?
Oh, wow, that's a really good question. Not that your other ones in this segment haven't.
No, now John's got the best one so far.
That's right. I'm winning.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that I've come away totally with a different thought process on some teams. I can tell you, I made a ton of bets, 240 already. I mean, there's a few that I probably wish I don't have right now as far as I'll give you one. In Washington, I bet under 7.5. I don't know, watching their spring game and diving into their team a little bit more, I'm not sure that's going to be an easy winner for me there. So, Washington's a team that I'm pretty much a little higher on than what I was at least at the start of, spring when I was diving into teams.
You ever get where you need both teams to win and they're playing each other?
Oh, yeah, it happens. Yeah, that final week can be interesting. Sometimes I get involved, do some hedging. Otherwise, sometimes I'm just too busy. It is what it is at that point.
Well, all right, well, let's get down to business because I saw a tweet last week that if you don't come and stop and visit Nashville, you'll never hear the end of it. when might you grace us? And there is a possibility after all of that I might not even be here. So
yeah, I think the 20th would be probably the best guess for a date. I mean, I leave for the 18th, I can't give you an exact time. I can't. I'm driving across the country. And I'm visiting 20 or 30 stadiums. So I'm guessing sometime on the 20th. I would guess in the afternoon on the 20th would be my best guess 2 weeks in advance.
Well, hey, that week is SEC Football Media Days. Why don't you just go down to Birmingham, Hoover, and check it out?
I'll be driving through Birmingham. I'm going to so I'll be through there. So I'm not, you know, I don't get anything out of SEC Media Days. I'm sorry. I mean, I wouldn't consider when.
Oh, it's the most overrated thing. People make way too big of a deal out of it. I mean, listen, Brad. Obviously, it's great to be able to have access to all the coaches, some of the players, and just get some copy or some sound bites or something about the upcoming season. But yeah, you don't really learn a whole lot as to, you know, what's going
to
happen.
It used to be, here's old man, get off my yard, but it used to be the coaches would hang around. You know, they're all now corporate entities to themselves. They'd used, you know, back in the day, there was the SEC Skywriters Tour, where the league would pick up writers, or you go there and they would fly to each of the schools, and then the writers would get off that plane so drunk. I mean, it's legendary.
Oh, I can imagine.
But anyway, Brad, NFL, how much do you work on the NFL right now, or do you let sort of just get to training camp on that, because that's a different animal, isn't it?
Yeah, once I get back from vacation, right around August 1st, I'll dive in. Obviously, I mean, you got preseason. I mean, that captures my attention. So, I mean, I will be next week. I send out my college football preview. At that point, I'm pretty much, you're never not done. But I mean, I can't do anything more with the FBS. So my full August will be three things. It'll be mainly NFL. Two will be, you know, FCS work, because I do bet the FCS. Mm-hmm. And three is just following injuries in camp, in fall camps, and in both NFL and college football camps. So that's on the docket when I get back from vacation. But, you know, I bet the NFL draft. I recap the draft, see what's available as far as the futures markets, make some bets there, you know, 10, 12 bets. And then it is what it is. The NFL to me is so much easier because you're 32 teams versus 131. it's just much more doable.
Well, 131 plus because of the FCS, right? And you talk about that. There's a website I'm going to get called, and you and I are going to be partners in it, okay? It's going to be called betfcs.com. It's available.
Oh, wow. Go ahead and purchase it.
Yeah. Bet, and you and I are going to do it.
What are we going to do on that?
We're picking FCS games. We're picking FCS games. Nothing but FCS.
Who's picking them?
Me.
Oh, okay. with your help.
Yeah.
Guidance.
No.
I keep it pretty cool. You know, I'm pretty open book.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I bet, but when the FCS, like, people ask me to publish my power ratings and whatnot, I don't, because it's such a, you know, it's a market that's extremely soft, and, you know, it's a copycat type of industry, and you know, I want to bet, so I put the work in on the FCS. I really don't publish much there.
I noticed. Anyway, Brad, tell the people how to get everything but your FCS picks.
Well, you can get them if you sign up, if you're a VIP member.
Ah.
If you sign up for the newsletter, you're not going to get them on a week-in and week-out basis. And, you know, some of it's not just me keeping a tight lip, but keep in mind, a lot of those don't get released until game day. So, I mean, what's a Wednesday newsletter going to do with a bunch of lines that aren't up yet? So it'd just be pure speculation. I mean, that's what you guys do, speculation. I deal with reality.
Oh.
And speaking of reality, newsletter, if you want to purchase it, bradbauersports.com, Bill King, tab top of the page.
All right, Brad. Hey, thanks, buddy. We'll appreciate
you. Thanks, Brad. We'll see you, man.
All right. Take care, guys.
Brad Power. Yeah,